Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight live around the world. Welcome. Program dedicated to the memory of the great advocate, Joe Arion, whose memory we will always honor. And tonight's program is very close to Joe's heart, because so many times he said that the ADA, the American Disability Act, or as we have nicknamed it, Ass Dumbass, should be done away with. Well, yeah, so what would it be like if there was no American Disability Act and we were put under the same laws that everyone else comes under and is protected as much as possible? They created a monster, you know, they really did, because the law has no enforcement. It's a bunch of rules, as far as I could tell, you know, and you've got to depend on the intelligence of a judge. And most judges don't even know about the American Disability Act. The Justice Department, a couple of years ago when we went to the Justice Department to voice our concerns about the ADA, one of the representatives came out of the building down lower Manhattan, and I was talking to him, and I said, "The ADA doesn't protect us." He said, "What's the ADA?" Now, this guy's from the Justice Department, one of the head guys, you know, at that particular building, lower Manhattan. He didn't even know what the ADA was, you know, because there's no enforcement, there's no power behind it, there's no funding behind it to bring about accessibility. So here we are, and all the things that have been happening to disabled people indicate that it's getting worse instead of better. The ADA does absolutely nothing when you're denied a service dog. It does nothing when you're on a waiting list for a service dog and you want to know if that dog is being trained for you or what the status is. You have no rights. The agencies that train the dog aren't even licensed to train guide dogs. So where did the ADA help us with that? I mean, look at all the people that have been affected by that very fact alone. Now, if we were, forget about the ADA, because it doesn't do anything, it's nothing. If we were under the same laws that governs and protects everyone else, we would be much better off than being singled out under some stupid, ridiculous set of rules that don't do a thing. You know, if we were under the same law, everything would have to be made accessible, just as it is for everyone else. And they couldn't get away with what they're doing now. You know, refusing to create accessibility, because the law wouldn't let them get away with it. So you know, it's as if a person who is not disabled, you don't have to wonder, can you get into a building or a place, or am I going to be discriminated against because I can see or I can walk? That question never arises. But it only arises with us who are disabled. You know? Because we're not covered under the same law, which means that we're not equal. So, what should have been done, and as I mentioned at the outset, Joe Arion was a big advocate of this. What should have been done is amend each law to include disabled people, to include everyone. You know? And that would work. Because then they would have to come along and fix everything so that everyone could partake in society. The big issue is now who's going to pay for it. Well, the government are the one. The government is the one who allowed it to be made so that millions of people couldn't access or be a part of. So the government and the agencies should be responsible. You know, share the cost. You shouldn't have to sue a company or people to have the same thing that everybody else takes for granted. That is a horrible, horrible thing when you have to spend your life running around and doing that. Because it's so debilitating, you know. You never really get anywhere because when you sue, there's another side of the argument. You know, and the judge is compelled to hear both sides. You know, why should there be another side of an argument if a person can't get in a building? Shouldn't it be understood that that person should be able to get in that building, just like anybody else does? You see, unless a person is a criminal, a violent, you know, that becomes a different situation. Then yes, they shouldn't be allowed in that building. But we're talking about plain old American citizens and a stupid law that doesn't protect us. So what would happen if a regular so-called able-bodied person couldn't get into a building? You know, eventually someone would call the police. The police would investigate, find out what's going on, you know. And if need be, they might even break down the door. Call the owner, find out what's going on, you know. Enforcement. There's a type of enforcement. We don't have that. Those of us who are in a wheelchair, you don't have that enforcement. You know, the atmosphere is now, We don't have to comply. The ADA can't do anything to us. That's the atmosphere with this ADA. So how can you celebrate a law or a set of rules that doesn't even protect you? Doesn't even respect the very people that it's supposed to be there for. Horrible. It's a horrible, horrible feeling, and it's a horrible, horrible law. You do better with threatening to bring bad publicity to the company, you know, to embarrass them. At least if that works out, you get something out of it. You know, you get recognition. With the ADA, you get nothing. All right, Insight around the world. We apologize. We don't have accessibility to the phones tonight. So you can listen at 213-816-1650, but we have no way of bringing you in. So bear with us, and we again apologize. Brought to you by Touro Law School, Law Center, Central Islip of New York, 631-761-7000, Touro. And I think I'm going to create a new sponsor on this show, the Freedom Committee. Yeah. Brought to you by the Freedom Committee, the first committee of its kind to create licensing of service dog schools. We have another meeting tomorrow, by the way, on the Freedom Committee. So look for our material coming up. We're going to try to get it up on YouTube and all over the place as soon as we get more, a little more organized. But the committee has been formed. We had one meeting. We have another one tomorrow. The Inner Sight Freedom Committee. All right. For more information on that, call Inner Sight, 631-224-3090. And help us license the service dog schools. And in that connection, you can sign the petition at change.org. All right, around the world, all the beautiful children, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, all the others, check them out. Stand by them, help them. And save the children. Watch out for them. All right, around the world, Inner Sight, Mr. Anthony Kennedy, Realty. 631-888-1186. You want to buy a house, sell a house, or get some cool information, call Mr. Kennedy. 631-888-1186. And we thank him for his donation. Inner Sight goes around the world every weeknight, 8 to 9. And we do so with Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, right here with Silo. Any information you want to know about the disabled advocate stuff, legislation, referrals, information about Social Security, they do all that over there. And a lot more information about nursing homes. So give them a call, 631-880-7929, Silo. And we're brought to you by Big East, the key to rescue. The Big East, the key to rescue. And I want to thank them very much for the present of food for my guide dog. 609-388-7004. Big East, the key to rescue. Adopt a Nikita. Nobody stops on Long Island. My buddy Gary over there. 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical for your animal. Give Gary a call and talk to him, and he'll do his best for you. Nobody stops on Long Island. 631-484-3085. All right, Inner Sight around the world. And we had a great party last month. Can't believe it's already a month ago. May 21st, well, on Joe Arion's birthday at Beccaro's Italian Tavern. We thank them so much for putting that together and reaching out and contributing to the dream of Inner Sight. All right. It's Beccaro's. 516-798-1555. Beccaro's Italian Tavern. Cool place to hang out. All right, Inner Sight around the world. Talking tonight about what if there was no American Disability Act. Well, it wouldn't really affect that much. You know, we have the human rights laws. And, you know, that's kind of hit and miss, too. You know, there's no substitute for the laws that exist on the books that protect everyone else that should be protecting us. And that's really how millions of us feel about it. You know, if you made it for one group of people, if you made it for one person, you should have made it for everybody. You know, how long has Braille been around? How long has print been around? How long has sound been around? There's the three elements, you know, that go into accessibility for millions of people. How long has construction been around? Put that in there, four elements. And if you apply those to every situation in this country and act upon it, you would have accessibility. Now, if we were under the regular laws that we talk about, you know, you wouldn't have to worry about enforcement. Because the enforcement is there. You see, all you'd have to do is somehow draft a wording so the disabled person is covered by the law. The enforcement is already there. The enforcement would be the same. So there you have a situation that should have been, you know, instead of, you know, they use the word special. Well, that word can be very deceiving. What's so special about a person if you create a law or a set of rules that has no meaning, no teeth, no enforcement, no money behind it. And yet they say you're special. Where are you special? The disabled person, that is. How is that special if there's nothing there to protect you? How is it special if you go to a guide dog school, you train 3 weeks for the dog, they don't give you the dog, and there's no law to protect you? Where are you special? It's a bunch of bull. You're not special. Now, if you went to the guide dog school and the dog, and you're blind, and the dog has declared your eyes, you see, which is what they teach, by the way, the dog declared your eyes, and they deny you that dog. Now they've denied you a part of you, your eyes, your safety. Like the same thing they would do to a sighted person. Deny them the right to see. Block their vision in some way. All right? Now, if you're under the regular law that exists, they'd be in big trouble, wouldn't they? You could call the cops. They'd have to face charges. You know? They'd have a lot of explaining to do. And you'd be protected. The way it is now, you're not protected. You're nothing. You know, and in view of the fact that they, you know, they raised, let's say, the ultimate, $100,000 to train that dog, and they won't give you the dog. They're interfering with your life, with your eyes. Under the same law that protects everyone else, they couldn't get away with that. They'd be hauled into court for interfering with somebody's safety, somebody's eyes, somebody's way. And that's exactly what we need. Until we have that, we will not be equal, because the other way, it can always be pushed and twisted and interpreted and put down and say, oh, that's not what it meant, and, you know, whatever. You know, and we're treated like garbage. Until we have the same thing that everybody else has, you know, we'll never be equal. Now, you take the Long Island Railroad, excuse me, here in Long Island, New York, all right? Person in a wheelchair gets on the railroad. We've talked about this before. You're under the ADA, right? You get on the railroad. You're stuck in one car. You can't go to the car. Even though they'll make an announcement on certain trains. Such and such car will not open in such and such station. Please move to the head car or whatever it may be. You know, how do you do that when you're in a wheelchair? You can't do that. You got to depend on somebody to open the door and hope that they remember to come and get you. Because the law doesn't protect you. If that law protected you, the same law that enables the person to walk through the train, the train would have been made so that everybody can get through the train. They have trains like that. You ever get on an Amtrak train? You can go through with the chair. It's pretty wide. Well, I'm not an expert. I'm not going to say that I'm absolutely certain of that, but I believe you can. That you can roll through the car, come to the door, like, you know, and those doors are, as far as I've seen, automatic, and go right through to the next car. Every train in this country should be made like that. You can go through the car in the subway, of course you're not allowed to, but the point is, it's there. It's there. So, were it made so we were under the same law, we wouldn't, those of us in the wheelchair wouldn't be stuck in one car, would we? We'd have the freedom that everybody else has. Horrible to treat people as if we're living in a dictator type country. You know, because you're disabled. Inner Sight around the world. By the way, we can't take phone calls tonight, but if you want to call and comment on any of this, we can get your phone call on the Inner Sight line after the show. 631-224-3090. Again, 224-3090, the Inner Sight phone number. If you want to comment on what if we didn't have the ADA, you know, we were all under the same law. What a difference that would make, I tell you. They couldn't get away with what they're doing to us. They would never get away with it. Because they would have to do it to everybody else. You see? That's what it means to be equal. You know? Treat everybody the same. And we all know that they're not going to do that. Because they wouldn't have much of a society if they did that. If they treated people the way they treat us, society would, in this country, would go down very fast. Believe me. It would be horrible. Disabled person goes into a hospital. Can't have their aid beyond the emergency room. There it is again. You know? Because of the ridiculous rules. You know? Now I know some of this sounds stupid, but it makes the point. Would they do that to an able-bodied person? Would they say, while you're in here, we got to give you an injection and you can't use your limbs? Well, they're taking away the substitute of the limbs, of the aid of a disabled person. They get away with it because we're not under the same law. They could never do that to anybody. You'd call the cops and you'd be protected. You're not protected when your aid has to leave you in the hospital and you got to deal with a bunch of ignorant morons that don't know the first thing about a disabled person that come in and start moving you around and think that they are doing a good thing for you. Good intentions is not good enough. So there you have another situation. Put us under the same law as everybody else. You know, I don't care if they want to keep the ADA. Leave it there. Let it be there and stand for the nothing that it is and put us under the same law. And leave it there as a reminder that they never should have done this. That's how I feel about it. Let the damn thing stay there, so people will always remember, like a psychological concentration camp, a reminder that you must never do this again. You know, and I'll tell you something: if we were under the same law, a lot of people would love us. Because look at all the jobs it's going to create. And I know we've talked about this before. If we were under the same law, they would have to get out and make all these places accessible. Every damn place in this country accessible for everyone. And boy, that's going to create a boom for the economy. And the agencies are going to make money. They can make money on it. They can raise money. You know, you could give telethons for something like that. Disabled people could help raise the money. So you see what would happen here if we were all equal. It would benefit everybody. You know, and a lot more people would get jobs. Inner Sight, and by the way, television tonight, 1997 at 11, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, the show should be on. Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, channel 20, we run all over Long Island. If you want to check out Inner Sight. Tomorrow night, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Open for grabs. Friday night, the Follies. I want to thank G. Brian Benson for helping his book, Habits to Success. You go on his PayPal.me/ G. Brian Benson. Again, PayPal.me/ G. Brian Benson. And if you buy the book, he donates $4 to Inner Sight. Be nice if we could sell 10,000 books, wouldn't it? All right, Inner Sight around the world. Don't forget to read Able News, the paper on and about for the disabled. Been around 28 years. All kinds of articles on the disabled, columns by professionals, calendar of events, and they even have a personals column. You want to try to find your future girlfriend or boyfriend. All right, ablenews.com. You get a free subscription online. Check it out, Able News. My good friend Angela Melanie, who runs the whole thing. Look for our ad in Able News, which we have to revise. And we thank you. We thank Able. Inner Sight around the world. And once again, I want to thank Baccaro's Italian Tavern for being so good to us. Great food. Great atmosphere. Nice people over there, too. It's not one of those rowdy bar drunk places. No, I didn't pick any of that up at all. It's a nice place run by nice people. You know, you go in there, you can relax, sit down, and talk to a friend or whatever. Baccaro's Italian Tavern, Massapequa Park, 1020 Park Boulevard, Massapequa Park, New York, 516-798-1555. You want to dial them up. And they do take reservations. They have a dining room. And you can relax in there and get some great food. Inner sight around the world, inner sight means freedom advocates for the disabled. And we're talking tonight about something that would affect millions and millions of people. You know, what if we didn't have this stupid ADA? You know? You would be a regular person. You know, within the context of your disability. And by that I mean you would have to have everything there so that you could communicate, just like everyone else would. You know, they'd have to make sure that everything is there. You know, they have a lot of stuff now that you push a button and you can hear it. You know, well, all that stuff could come into play. Look at all the computer people that would make money with this if we were under the same law. They would love us too. You know? And it would be so enlightening, you know, that people would absolutely be amazed, and our image would improve. You know, because people wouldn't wonder, well, how can you do this? How can you do that? How can you do this? They would see it there. And that would encourage people and companies to give us a job. Hey, let me give this guy, you know, look, all this stuff is here. I don't have to struggle and deal with all this red tape. Let me give this guy a shot. See what he can do. He's got the degree or whatever, you know. That's what would happen if everything were accessible, if we weren't under this stupid ADA and had to fight for everything. Again, I emphasize, nobody should have to fight for the basic, simple things that everybody else has. It's as simple and direct as that. So, we fight for it. We advocate for it. We believe it. If Inner Sight ever gets the money, we'll start it. We'll make it happen. We'll spend the money to make it happen. But you need a good chunk of money to do that. Because not only do you have to do it, you got to publicize it. You got to let people know. And part of that is what we talk about, this debit card system. You know, let the agencies and the government raise the money, split the cost, put the money in the name of the disabled person for our needs, only to be used for those needs. And let the government monitor the whole thing and, you know, and make sure that it's being used in that way. So, yeah, it's a dream, but it's not a nightmare. It's a good dream. And it's a dream that we will keep working on until it happens. Because it's not only us. It's all the young people coming up, all the children who are disabled, who are going to be looking for an opportunity. And if everything is there for them, they're going to have a much easier time. And that's one of the big goals of Inner Sight. You can express your thoughts by dialing our InnerSight phone number. Leave a message, 631-224-3090. We don't have phone capability tonight on InnerSight, and we apologize for that. The phones were lit up last night, so that was cool. You know, not only do you call in and talk, you can listen. It's cool when people listen. Yeah, so what can you do to make it happen? Talk it up. You know, let people know that we're not equal, that we should be covered under the same law. You know, I was thinking just today, I'm on the subway telling people about the service dog schools. And one of my points, and somebody really commented on it, you know, well taken, the agencies, the service dog schools, they wouldn't want to be without the law to protect them if their medical was denied them, the way they deny a blind person's dog medical. If you train your dog on your own, they wouldn't want to be without rights. If their safety was interfered with, they'd have all the protection in the world. We have none when denied that safety in the form of a service dog. So give us the same safety and protection that the guide dog schools would have. See, they're sitting up there with all that money and looking down on us because they have the protection that we don't have. And that's why they're so cocky and they think they know it all, you know. What would happen if tomorrow it were reversed? Take away their medical and their protection. And give us ours. You see, we all should be under the same law, is the point. That's what should be, and that's how it must be for people to be equal. How many times in history has it been, you know, where a group of people are subject to a different set of rules, to a different law, you know? Saw it in the Civil War days in the South, you know, and so many other times of history. We saw it in the Inquisition, the Church, you know. We saw it in the old days, the Dark Ages. Well, it's here again today. And it's pointed toward the disabled. Stand up. Don't be afraid of it. Fight it. Let people know you don't like it. That's what Inner Sight is about. You won't hear a program like this anywhere else on this planet. I wish you would. Prove me wrong. Let's hear other people start philosophizing this way. Because what are we asking for? The simple thing. Treat us like everybody else within the context of our disability, in other words. You know, put the things there that we can access. and treat us like everybody else. That's what needs to be done. And until that happens, millions of us are not going to be equal. I don't let people push me around anymore. I tell them, but you know, it's not the fault of the person who works in the place. It's the government and the agencies that are responsible for what we have to deal with. Therein is where the fault lies. With that saying in Shakespeare, I can't think of it right now. He had a similar metaphor. But every time you go into a place or you see a situation, you know, it's because the government allowed it to be made that way. It's their fault. You know, and the agencies stand by and can't do anything about it because they're taking money from the government. You know, they're not going to bash a system that's giving them money. So many times they can't do anything about it, or very little. Yeah. So we keep on telling the story. We keep on with the fight. We keep on advocating, but with a purpose. You know, not just to change a little thing and somebody gave somebody a letter that they can read. That's nice. But the whole picture, you know, change the system. Do it for everyone. And that's why we advocate. That's why a guy like Joe Arion was so beautiful and good at it, because he advocated with the big picture in mind, you know, that everyone should be equal. Get rid of the stupid law that doesn't protect us. They're going to celebrate that law next month. What are they celebrating? A law with no enforcement? You know? I won't celebrate it. I'll celebrate it when they get rid of it. It hasn't protected me yet, and millions more. All right, Inner Sight around the world. We want to thank everybody for listening. We apologize that we couldn't take phone calls. And we'll be with you tomorrow night. Subject to be announced. Maybe we'll have a committee report for you tomorrow night. That should be good on what we're doing. We've got to raise awareness, and we've got to raise some money. Anybody who would like to make a donation to the Inner Sight Freedom Committee can do so on our website at the PayPal, innersight.info. Click it on. This is the first time in history that there's a committee to license the guide dog schools and to bring about regulations to give people rights who have to deal with those schools. you know, it's a whole nother ball game, a whole nother feeling when you know that you have rights. And you know the good thing about this license business, when it comes about, it's not going to have anything to do with the ADA, which is good, because the ADA doesn't do a damn thing for us. It's going to be a whole separate, it'll be a whole separate entity under the, probably under the state. We got a long way to go. And we're determined to get there. Inner sight around the world. Anybody like to be on the show or give us a shout on an email, innersight@pmpmail.com. No attachments. And tell us something about yourself and what kind of a program you'd like to hear on the podcast. Is that what they call it? The pod. Yeah, like a peapod. On the Blog Talk Radio podcast. And by the way, we are one of the top 10 shows on the podcast. So we thank people for listening and helping us to put us in the top 10 programming. We're not the first people that ever fought to be equal under the law. It's happened many, many times. So we're in good company. You know, with guys like Martin Luther King and Dr. Wyatt Walker, his lieutenant, and a lot of the civil rights. Who's that one who Joe, one of his favorites? Rosa Parks. Another brave woman who wanted us all to be protected under the same law. All right, keep up the good fight. Inner sight. We wish Robin a speedy recovery. She's been in the hospital. Suzanne has to go to a doctor tomorrow. We wish her well. And once again, we apologize that we couldn't get the phones up tonight. But we'll be there again, I promise you that. Inner sight will live forever because it's inside of people. It's not something that you can destroy. That's one of the ways we're different from all other agencies for the disabled. The inner sight is inside of people. So let it come out. We all need more inner sight. The agencies need a lot more. The government needs a lot more inner sight. And we're determined to give it to them by doing these programs, by letting people know. And by sticking to our guns, so to speak. All right, don't forget tonight, 11 o'clock, 1997, television, Manhattan Neighborhood Network around the world, goes on the internet, channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. If you want to check out Inner Sight, That's tonight. And we urge everyone to sign our petition at change.org and help us get rights for people who have to deal with service dog schools. I want to thank all our friends on the committee, the Unicite Freedom Committee, and all those who would like to be a part of it. You know, send us an email, give us a call, 631-224-3090, Unicite. You know, you don't have to be disabled if you're be a concerned citizen that people should have rights dealing with the service dog schools. We'd be happy to hear from you. And we'd be glad to have you on the committee. All right, so that's the Unicite Freedom Committee. First committee of its kind to license the service dog schools. And I want to thank Olga Murray and all the others who are part of that committee. Thank you so much. In the words of Joe Arion, Unicite means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And once again, our phone number is 631-224-3090. If you want to make a comment about tonight's show, do you think we should get rid of the ADA? We'd like to hear what you have to say. All right. Unicite around the world. Be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9. And thank you so much for making our program grow. I always knew it was going to be a big hit. And that dream has come true. We're in the top 10. Goodbye, world. Unicite. Thank you. Good night, everybody. Unicite.